FM 90.3 WJTL, Need to Breathe. Who am I? Mercy me, say I won't. Good morning to you. It's 7:04. Annie and Fred with you on your Tuesday.
Hey, good morning, friends. You can follow Chrissy Lee on social media to keep up with Worship Song of the Day details. She has new song releases, worship playlists, and the Praise and Worship podcast. Search WJTL Praise and Worship on Facebook and Instagram. And later this hour, the Worship Song of the Day coming up, too.
Joining us live on the radio this morning, someone who's famous in our world,
yes.
And she's about to be famous in your world. It's Ariella Hoover, also known as Ellie. It's Annie's twin sister. Good morning, Ellie.
Good morning, Ellie.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. How are you?
So great to have you on the phone. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Well, I would like to say hello to my family. And to the cast and crew of Singing in the Rain and anybody over at the college who might be listening to us talk this morning.
Now, Ellie, what is your actual title there at Lancaster Bible College? Are you the events director, coordinator? What's your role?
Yeah, it's pretty fluid right now, but I'm the operations manager for arts and culture at the college and the Trust Performing Arts Center.
Very cool. And you guys are doing Singing in the Rain. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, so we are doing Singing in the Rain coming up. It's going to be our first major show back on stage with a live and in-person audience. So we're pretty excited about that because it's been about a year. And we are doing it in March, the first two weekends. But we also do have streaming opportunities for those who don't feel comfortable quite yet. But the students and the production team, we're all just really excited to be back working on a show together. So
it is so cool. Now, what kind of things do you have to follow because of the COVID restrictions so that you can have a live audience?
Yeah, so some of the things we're doing is we're selling less of the house, so we're only doing 30% capacity for the audience side, and we'll ask everyone to be masked, and we're social distancing them as well where they're sitting. And then we also are, at this point, the plan is right now to have the students in face shield as well on stage and do what we can to social distance them. But it's been a journey. There's a lot of factors that go into it that we didn't have to necessarily think about before. So
yeah, it does. It makes it so much more complicated.
It does.
It does. It adds a lot of logistical details. And then, you know, toss in there lots of snow this winter. It's been fun.
It's
so
true.
For those who don't know beyond Gene Kelly Dancing in the Rain, what's Singing in the Rain all about?
It is a very, very fun story. Definitely a lot of comedic element as well, which I feel like we can all use right now.
Right.
But it's about the transition in California from silent films to talking films, and just some of the hilarity that ensues as you know, some people just aren't necessarily fit for talking films because they don't sound super great, for example. But it's a really cute story, and then, you know, you got your love story going on as well during it between one of the major actors at the time and somebody who's up and coming. So I don't want to give it all away, but it's definitely worth your time to come see it.
It's the first two weekends in March. If folks want to get tickets or if they want to find out about live streaming, what's the best way to do that?
They can go to lbc.edu/events, and both live streaming and live and in-person tickets are available there.
Lancaster Bible College is doing Singing in the Rain the first two weekends in March, lbc.edu/events. We'll talk more with Ellie coming up in just a bit. Ellie, one last question before we let you go for this segment is, are you ever talking like on campus and people go, hey, I hear you on the radio?
Yes, actually, it has happened. Or they find out that Annie's my twin and they're, oh my gosh, wait, what? She is? No way! And it's just it's a really cute moment. I'm not nearly as famous as Annie Hoover, but
Ellie.
it's super fun to turn on the radio sometimes in my car or whatever and hear my sister.
Well, that is pretty cool. Most people don't realize that you're even more famous for hashtag TwinTunes on Facebook.
Oh, well.
So.
Oh, my gosh.
Coming up,
you're one of our biggest fans, Fred.
Yes, it's true.
I think I have the badge to prove it.
I think you have a badge of honor for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Coming up, we'll talk more with Ellie about Singing in the Rain and that LBC production. Stick around. Elevation Worship at Stellar Cart next.